Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project as we continue to read through God's Word, trying to encourage one another to be in God's Word. And we are in Judges, and now starting in chapter 3, we're going to wrap up the intro. And this is just going to give us a few more details from the introduction of the book. And then starting tomorrow, hopefully, prayerfully, we will be into our first judge, our first hero from the book of Judges. But chapter 3, starting verse 1. Now these are the nations that the Lord left to test Israel by them. That is, all in Israel who had not experienced all the wars in Canaan. It was only in order that the generations of the people of Israel might know war, to teach war to those who had not known it before. These are the nations, the five lords of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonians, and the Hivites who lived on Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon as far as Lebo Hamath. They were for the testing of Israel, to know whether Israel would obey the commandments of the Lord which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. So the people of Israel lived among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And their daughters they took to themselves for wives, and their own daughters they gave to their sons, and they served their gods. And we come finally to actually the end of the introduction. That's the end of verse 6 in chapter 3. And so a couple of things people might ask. Well, why did he give the nations? And then here he talks about the Amorites, Perizzites, even the Jebusites. So the Jebusites, for instance, are in Jerusalem, right? If you remember that. And so different, so there's sort of the bigger group, the smaller groups would be one way to look at it. There's also here where some words are being used that are not Hebrew. So, for instance, I believe the word for Philistines is where we get the word tyrant. So, it's their word, not the Hebrew word, but they're using the Philistines. The Philistines were on the sea, and they were merchants. They were sea merchants, and so they were a different type of people, you might say. So that was what set them apart. They had five lords. There are these other people, and I'm just talking about the Jebusites, who aren't mentioned in the first group, but they're a smaller group in Jerusalem, and they're included with the Canaanites. So Canaanites sort of entitles the big group, and then he does break down some of the groups. But the main thing is to recognize that there seems to be two different things that these people were left behind in God's providence and wisdom. One was to test them. Would they really obey God? So these are the ones that Joshua did not get fully out of there, out of the promised land. And so would they follow God and ask for God's help in removing these people? And two, so they would know war. And you got to think about if you lived in an area where you didn't necessarily have all the security that maybe we think we have here in the United States. And that what if a big gang or a big gang of the army was headed your way? How would you defend yourself? And so the group of you would have to be able to know how to marshal an army to go against these people. And you would hope within that army you would have men who knew war, that they would have experienced war. And this is sort of a catch-22. We want to live in peace. We want to take our weapons and turn them into hoes and rakes for farming. But we also don't want to become so soft that we're an easy target for a group of people that are maybe stronger and have the desire to take over our land or to enslave us. So this is the real world they lived in, that the stronger typically took over. And one way not to be taken over is to at least have the appearance of strength, to have men who knew war. And we'll see a lot of this in Judges as we go through it. But for us today is just to recognize that God here is often using different things and from different angles. And he can. He's God. He knows the people that he's made. And he has compassion. We see that here. He has mercy. And he wants to see his people, including today, worshiping him as he has directed them to worship him. And when we don't, he doesn't want us to get carried away by the enemy in forever. He wants to rescue us. And he knows that sometimes the way he's going to rescue us is for us to be in that really dark place, so that when he does pull us out, we get it. We're grateful, we learn, and maybe we don't make that same mistake again. We will probably make another mistake, but maybe not that one again. So I hope you're encouraged by that. And one of the things that I know from reading through Judges before in the past and always thinking about, man, how do these people, how do they keep doing this? But now that I've lived long enough, I realize, yeah, this is what people do. We are never as smart as we think we are. And we often don't realize maybe how foolish or stupid we actually are, especially in light of God's way of doing things. So I hope that encourages you to humble yourself before the Lord, ask for wisdom, and to press on with all that God has for you today. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. One last thing. I need to do a shout out because yesterday was my baby's 24th birthday. So my wife and I, we have, and I know I'm probably speaking to mostly just my family, so you guys know, right? It was Lindy's birthday. She turned 24, our baby, number 8, the fourth girl. And so Lindy, just a shout out to you. We're so proud of you, proud of all of our kids. You, Noah, walking with the Lord, in the Lord, being involved in church, and you've got a wonderful baby son. It's interesting. They named her son Asa, which is a good Old Testament name, but a mostly forgotten name. So there's a little trivia for you. Go look up Asa. He's kind of one of the good guys. I'll just tell you that. But he's not mentioned very much because it's like a little, kind of like Micaiah. We named one of our sons Micaiah, and people are like, that sounds like a Bible name, right? And it's like, yes, it is. Same thing with Asa. And so, but anyways, it's Lindy's birthday. So if you know her, give her a happy birthday. Late, because it was yesterday. And Lindy, hope you keep pressing on that this, now that you're into your 25th year, that it's a quarter of a century, you're really just getting started. Just getting started. And so keep pressing on. God is so faithful, so good. And you keep your eyes on him and be one of those true worshipers of spirit, in spirit and in truth. God bless you. God bless all of you. Talk to you later.